Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth, Hucklebug Nation.
Welcome to the Hucklebug, everybody. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Steny, and it is episode 777 of the Hucklebug. Ching, ching, ching.
Ching, ching,
ching. Bing, 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 bing,
bing,
bing.
Oh, look, I'm catching the nickels. They're coming down.
Woo, we hit
They're
the jackpot. Yeah, baby. Congratulations, listeners. You've hit the jackpot. It's episode 777. We did it.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to start this week with a rip. James Burroughs passed away yesterday.
Yes.
Jimmy Burroughs, as he's known, as I understand it. To his friends, yeah. Maybe it's not a household name in your household, but James Burroughs was a writer and a director and a producer in Hollywood, and he's been known, I was saying to Bet, he's been behind every single one of my TV shows, my favorite TV shows.
When I went down to IMDb and looked, I mean, I knew Cheers, Friends,
Frasier, obviously.
Frasier,
yep, Will and Grace.
Obviously. But there were so many more. If you ever watched a TV comedy in your childhood or adulthood.
In the 70s or in the 80s.
He was a part of it.
He directed on it, probably. He got his start on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. He moved on to Bob Newhart.
Really, Bob Newhart, man.
Classic. Taxi, he was also very involved in Taxi.
Yes.
Cheers, he was executive producer for, but he also directed a lot of the episodes. He directed a lot for Night Court.
Yes.
Another show.
Golden
Girls,
show.
I think he worked on. He's been on everything. He was 89, I think, and I'm not sure what he died of, but 89's pretty old, so he just died being an old man.
Exactly.
I saw him very recently on Ted Danson's podcast. Ted Danson has a podcast called Where Everybody Knows Your Name.
Right.
And he had Jimmy Burroughs on. And I think Woody Harrelson was on also. The podcast is Where Everybody Knows Your Name with Ted Danson and sometimes Woody Harrelson. Because, you know, Woody's a busy guy. And it's very hard to tie him down to things like schedules. So he doesn't, show up most of the time. Usually it's just Ted, but Ted and Woody were both there for this one, and they talked to Jimmy, and it was, a lovely conversation between three good friends who worked together for a very long time, and it was weird. It just kind of randomly came up in my playlist on Friday while I was working, and then on Saturday, boom, I got the news he was gone. Really sad, but thank you so much, Jimmy Burroughs, for all of the wonderful entertainment.
Really, really.
My goodness. Rest in peace, sir. Go to that good place.
Yes.
Let's do some shout-outs, shall we?
Yeah!
Roar! We were away last week. I was at my cousin's wedding. It was fun. We have one shout-out on Facebook, which I'm going to cover. It is from Tina, and it says, "Have fun, ladies, XX." Thank you, Tina.
Yeah,
to you too.
We'll get
and
to you
we appreciate
later.
You. We will. We'll get to her very quickly, in fact, because over here on Hucklebug.com, we have four shout-outs. And the first one is for Tina.
Tina, stand
in the place where you live.
Now
leave us a
comment. And she says, "Well, hello both. I'm back and all caught up. As you know, I have retired, and as I worked my big ass off last week at work, gave myself a day off from my Friday housework. It's moving forward. I can be a rebel any way I like. It is now Monday, doing my housework, and who knows what day it will be next week.
They can't tie you down, Tina.
I cannot wait for that time in my life.
Yeah, same.
She says, by the way, I will be doing temp work when I feel like it, so I guess I am semi-retired.
All right.
So not totally becoming a lazy bitch.
Well, thank God. Thank God for that.
I want to be a lazy bitch.
I also want to be a lazy bitch. I'm looking forward to being a lazy bitch someday.
And she says, well done, Beth, for persevering with your PT. And again, a big shout out to Melissa and everyone who is encouraging you. Thank you, Tina.
Yep.
She says, Kelly, with an IE, I am glad I'm not the only one with typos. Hey, We love typos, and we love ours.
We all
people.
Do it. And Bette and I do them too, you guys.
We make fun because we love you, really.
You guys should have seen the email I sent Bette not in the middle of the wedding, it was during the reception, but I was pretty hammered, and the grammar wasn't
and
great.
And I made fun of her too, people.
There were some strange words in there.
She says, Nigel Havers, that was last week.
Right.
But do you remember all those years ago when we wrote Reeves and we used to call him Nigel Babe? Remember that. One Night in Bangkok, definitely not a new wave song.
There's our definitive answer right there. Thank you, Tina. We all agree.
I have one more thing. But I can't remember. We'll check. And if Byron.
I don't know what that is supposed to be.
I will.
That's a really bad one, Tina, because we can't even make it out.
We can't even make it out.
But I assume it means if I remember it, I'll come back.
Right.
And then she comes back and says, nope, that's everything. Have a good week.
That's everything. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tina.
Now.
I've lost my mouse. Get this, you guys.
Get this.
We have a shout out for Kevin. For Kevin.
Does Kevin even have a song? We don't even have a shout out for Kevin.
We don't even have a song for Kevin. And I don't even know a song that has Kevin in it.
Kevin.
There probably is one.
Who makes chili?
There you go. Kevin says, oh my God, I can't believe you are still doing this. Kelly listens all the time, me not so much. But your happy, sad, moaning, cursing, complaining, griping, teaching voices are a pleasant, comforting blast from the past. Thanks for the birthday shout out. You are so welcome, Kevin. And you're welcome back anytime.
Exactly. Anytime you want to earwig in on Kelly with an IE and listen to what we're saying.
Hell yeah.
We just love that you're still out there hopping, jumping, doing your thing.
Exactly. Kevin, you've been away for, I don't know, 10, 20 years. Give us a minute. We'll catch you up on everything that's been happening.
Exactly.
A lot. And our final shout out this week's for Donna.
Oh, Donna.
We have a shout out. Donna is her name. You can take Donna's.
She says, hello. Who's watching the World Cup? Well, I'm not. I'm sorry.
I've been a little bit. I'm catching up. I'm getting there.
I'm reading headlines. That's about it for me. She says, I am go England, go USA. Well, I agree with that completely. And go any other underdog.
I'm rooting for Scotland, but I don't think they'll be around for too long.
But she says,
this is great.
The speech and debate national tournament, high school and middle school kids, was in Richmond this week, and we volunteered several days at one of the host schools.
Of course you did. You guys are amazing.
Because you guys are totally amazing to volunteer in Richmond.
I just don't know how you sleep. Where do you guys sleep? You volunteer all the time. You travel. I'm so jealous of your lives.
They've got so much energy. I don't know. I don't know how it
It's amazing.
My faith in this generation has been restored.
Good.
These kids are smart and mince no words in their opinion of the current administrations.
Nice.
8647. Does that mean something?
47 is our current president.
Right.
And 86.
Oh, Donna and Janet. Oh, my God.
By the way, you know what?
I didn't get it.
86 is another good phraseology to look up.
Oh.
So hang on, I'm just going to make a note. There. All right, I just made a note. Thank you. Thank you, Donna. And thank you guys for your shout-outs this week.
Yay!
We appreciate all of you. We were away last week. I keep saying this. I guess I should just stop saying it, but I don't think I have any more, Saturday plans that are going to take me away from the Huckabuck. Not for a while. Not until, my dad's birthday in September. So I think for the rest of the summer, we should be okay. Oh. But we'll see. I seem to change my mind about that a lot. Next. Movie.
You got a movie.
I have a movie.
This is a movie.
This is a movie. You guys, I watched Project Hail Mary.
Oh, yes. I have no way to see it yet. So
it is. Well, you can rent it from Amazon. It's a little steep for renting. I think it's like $10 to rent, which is more than normal.
Okay.
But I'll tell you something. It's 100% worth it.
Oh.
I'm not sure I even have the words to say how much I loved this movie. It is absolutely stunning. I'm going to try and talk about it without giving away too many spoilers. It really is best if you can go in as blind as possible. I don't know. Bet, have you read anything about it? Are you kind of familiar with the story already?
No, I've seen a couple of clips, but nothing that gives anything away.
Okay. So it's Ryan Gosling.
Right.
And he's on a mission from Earth to fix there's a problem in our atmosphere. Not in our atmosphere either. It's in Venus's atmosphere, but it's killing our sun. So he's flying 11.9 light years away from Earth to find out why it's happening. This is a pretty big spoiler, but I don't feel like I can talk about the movie properly without saying it. So I will say he does meet an alien when he is there. Yes. He meets an alien who is a friendly alien who is also there to investigate the same thing because he's having the same problem in his home planet. The alien is created for the movie by puppetry.
I figured that was that.
So, and apparently Rocky is a puppet controlled by five different puppeteers who call themselves the Rocketeers, which I fucking love. And the lead puppet designer also plays the voice of Rocky, the alien. Rocky's the name that Ryan Gosling's character gives him, because obviously they don't understand each other's languages.
Right.
This movie... first of all, I read the book at 5 years ago. I don't know. Whenever the book came out, I read it and loved the book. Loved the book. Like I have loved almost no other book in my life. And I tell you, today I was thinking about it. I think I like the movie even a little bit better because it takes everything that's great in the book and somehow makes it a little better. The other thing is that I read the book, so I know how it ends, but I was still so tense. Just like, when you watch Apollo 13, right? Apollo 13, you know they all come home safe.
Right.
But you're still just like on the edge of your seat. You're like, how are they going to do it? So it's the same sort of thing. The movie was just, it's incredible. The scene where they choose Rocky's voice is one of the funniest moments in it. The tone in the movie is just right. It matches the book perfectly. Did you see The Martian with Matt Damon?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so this is the same writer, and did you like The Martian?
I did.
Okay, if you like The Martian, I think that you're gonna. Well, first of all, this movie's just wonderful. Everybody needs to see it. The score. Now, normally, especially on a first viewing, I don't pay too much attention to the score. I'm watching the story. And in fact, I've had a long-standing belief that if you even notice the score the first time you're watching the movie, then the score's not right. Then the score is supposed to enhance your viewing enjoyment. It's not supposed to overshadow it. But multiple times during this movie, I was like, this music is so fucking good.
Oh, and that rocks when you're...
There were times where you're like, you couldn't... Is that a sound effect or is that part of the score? Because the music's otherworldly and it makes you believe that you are in some remote corner of space where you don't know any... You know, you're so far removed from everything that you know and are familiar with back on Earth. It just was, oh my God, it was so good. Everybody please see it. It's so good. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll laugh more than you cry, but you will cry. It is a delight. It's wonderful. Oh. Please see it. Please see it. It's 2 hours and 36 minutes, and it was way too short.
Oh.
I hit 45 minutes into this movie, and I was like, I don't want this movie to ever end. I love this movie so much. I will sit here and watch it for the whole rest of my life. That's how much I love it.
Wow.
And it just got better. It just got better from there. So definitely see it. You can rent it from Amazon. I think you can rent it from Apple. You can even rent it from like YouTube. So definitely it is available digitally. You do have to pay for it, but it is so worth it. Do check it out. Project Hail Mary. So,
hey,
so good.
If they're good, I'll pay for them.
Yep.
All right.
Worth paying for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Niblet, you tell us about your binge watch. What do you got?
I've got a binge watch, and speaking of not paying for it, because you know, you already have the service.
Right.
Yes, my binge watch is season 2 of The Four Seasons.
Aha. All right. Let's see how you like it.
Which was a true binge watch. All episodes, one after the other. Till
nice.
The end.
Good job.
And
the way it was meant to be.
And you are right. It's better than the first season. I never
Isn't
thought
it
would be with you know, without Steve.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah.
But the one thing I have to say about it, and you were talking about Danny and Claude,
Domingo Coleman, and
Domingo
I don't know the name
Coleman.
Of the other guy.
Right.
Italian guy, I don't know.
All of their conversations about who has the upper hand. In their relationship.
Yes.
And they kept going out and talking about the Patrizzi situation. And when
all
Patrizzi,
season they're talking about it. Yeah.
And when Patrizzi finally shows up, it cracked my ass
so
up
good.
So hard.
Good. Yeah.
But Tina and Will, they were great in this.
Yeah.
And the end, the very end. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! The
right,
very end
right.
Of the show.
Yes,
it was great. Like I said,
I can't wait for 3.
I thought it was better than season 1.
Yeah, it went a little deeper. Is all it is, you know.
It
and
did.
I just found and it's like I said, and I was real scattershot with my approach last time on the Hucklebug because I was a little bit out of sorts. But one of the things I meant to mention and didn't is in the first episode, they play a Robbie Fulk song. They play Rock Bottom Population 1 when they go to that bar. They go to like that bar somewhere in upstate New York.
Oh, Lord.
The meth bar.
The meth bar. I didn't even remember that.
Yeah, but also everybody was so much more relatable somehow this season.
Yeah.
It was like I was saying, Danny and Claude, like I like them as characters, but I didn't relate to them as well because the things that were going on in their relationship are not things that I, you know, had any experience with. But this season, when they were talking about, you know, upper hand in the relationship and other little things like that, I'm like, yeah, I know that. I've been there. I know that feeling too. So yeah, I mean, every single character, I found something in their storyline that made me go, yeah, man, that's me. I'm all of these characters somehow.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a delight.
Total delight. Yes.
Yay. Good. I'm glad you liked it too.
Yes.
All right. Four Seasons comes highly recommended now by both of us. So use that as you will, Hucklebug listeners. All right. Now I have a pet story.
Meow, 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 meow. I want to hear some pet stories. Meow, meow, meow,
meow. Yeah, pet stories.
Pet story. This just happened today, but Scout and Lincoln went to the vet today for their annual wellness exam. Now, Lincoln has high blood pressure. I know that seems silly. It is a little silly. I imagine, though, that there are probably lots of animals out there in the animal kingdom, you know, a random one here or there who has hypertension. They just don't know what it is. They can't be diagnosed. But now we have the technology with our cats and dogs anyway to check their blood pressure and see where it is, what it's supposed to be, and how far off of it they are. So Lincoln has a little high blood pressure. He's on medication for it. But as a result, because they test his blood pressure when I take him in, they want me to give him gabapentin to kind of calm him down some before we go in. So that when they take his blood pressure, he's not freaking out from being at the vet and giving a false reading. So he's just a chill boy. We go to the vet and he's just like, yeah, man, this is all good. I love it here. And Scout, now here's the strange thing about Scout. Scout, for like the last year or two maybe, has been going to the vet once a month for a shot for sort of ongoing pain. And she's kind of gotten used to it in that time. She's like, oh, yeah, all right, fine. It's time to go to the vet again. I get it. And I take her in. They take her to the back room. They give her her shot. They bring her back to me. She was great. She was an angel. Everything's fine. But today, man, she was not feeling it. She was hissing by the time I took her out of the box. And she would not stop hissing and growling the whole time we were there.
Because maybe Lincoln was also there.
Maybe she realized, today we're not just getting a shot. Today there's going to be more stuff.
Yeah, not all about her.
They're poking and prodding me, and I don't care for this shit. So, you know, we get her basic exam done, and then they take her into the back room. They're supposed to do a blood draw and give her her Solensia shot, her monthly shot. They take her into the back room while we're examining Lincoln. And again, Lincoln's being just a perfect little angel. But in the back room, I can hear Scout just go, "Row! Row!" And man, she was not having a good time at all. Mm-hmm. And finally, the vet, Dr. Knowles, who I love. I love Dr. Knowles. He's our best vet since Dr. Tracy in California. Dr. Knowles goes, "Hang on a second." And he pokes his head in the back and he goes, "You know what? Let's not do her blood draw today. Just give her her shot." He said, "You bring her in once a month for the shot, right?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Next time you bring her in, give her a little gabapentin first so she'll be compliant. And then we'll do her blood draw next month." I said, "That's perfect." So they put her hissing and complaining back into her box. And they take Lincoln back for his. And they take Lincoln back to do his blood draw. And all I hear is all the vet techs going, "Ooh, what a sweet little boy. Yum, yum, yum. You can have some treats." And they're giving him treats. And I can hear him going, "I just love him. He's so cute." So that was that's the story of Scout and Lincoln at the vet. The clean bills of health for both. No change in condition for either of them.
Okay.
Of
course, both are doing fine.
They're hanging in there. Of course, we weren't able to do a blood draw on Scout, so I don't know.
But that's all right.
We don't know what the current status of her kidney disease is, but, she's doing well. She's very feisty.
Well, I was going to say, from her feistiness, she's obviously just fine right now.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, her appetite certainly hasn't waned at all. He did say she's got periodontal disease. And I was like, you know, at her age, I'm not sure I want to invest in an expensive dental thing that will knock her out for a day at least. He said, "We'll just keep an eye on it." So we're not doing anything with her teeth now. But anyway, so that's the story of Scout and Lincoln at the vet. Usually it's the other way around. Usually Lincoln is the spicy one and Scout's pretty chill. But today, no, not the case. All right, Niblet, you have a phraseology.
I have a phraseology that I
I'm excited for this.
that I would research, and I did.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is, so I'm excited to hear it.
Well, it was Give It the Old College Try.
Mm, that's right, the Old College Try.
And so I went to English Language and Usage.
Hmm, okay.
Okay. It says, for more background on the use of this phrase, read below. And the Old College Try, which is a wild and desperate attempt to make a play.
Oh.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes the term carries a hint of showboating.
Hmm.
Babe Ruth defined giving the Old College Try as playing to the grandstand or making a strenuous effort to field a ball that obviously cannot be handled.
Interesting. Okay.
In a column that appeared in the Columbus Citizen in 1927 and was quoted again, Billy Evans wrote that, I gave it the Old College Try is a term often used in big league baseball when some player keeps on going after a fly ball, usually in foul territory, with the odds about 10 to 1 he would never reach it.
Okay.
Teammates of such a player often beat him into it by shouting in unison with the thought of humor uppermost. Well, okay, kid, you certainly gave it the Old College Try, as he falls short of making the catch.
Right.
When a player does something that a professional player might not ordinarily attempt, such as colliding with a fielder who had the ball ready to touch him out in the hope that he might make him drop the ball regardless of the danger he was courting, someone is sure to say, often ironically, that you gave it the Old College Try. But then a couple of links down, someone said, I found this link at the bottom of the page that might be helpful.
Okay.
About a baseball player, Frankie Frisch.
Frankie Frisch. Okay.
Was taking a long hold on his club and gave the Old College Try at the ball.
Right.
So, Frankie Frisch played baseball at the College of Fordham University.
Okay.
He's a Hall of Famer whose nickname was the Fordham Flash and the Old Flash. He left college to make his major league debut with the New York Giants in June of 1919. And the article was written in October 1919. So my best guess is that the author.
There you go, the author.
Was giving a nod to Frisch's educational background. Sort of a, he's playing with as much heart and determination as he did in college.
In college, sure, yeah.
So I'll take that.
Yeah. You know,
not the most interesting explanation of the phrase.
Oh, I like it.
But, you know,
there's
an explanation.
There's an explanation for everything if you look hard enough. I like that. I like Old College Try. Nice. Thank you, Bet. That is very good. We are doing really well on time, too.
All right.
Donald Trump can fuck off.
Fuck the hell off,
fuck off, you
asshole.
Piece of shit. We don't want you here. Go away. Take your stupid reflecting pool with you.
Yes.
Who rules? Do I go first? I do.
You go first.
I go first. I have two. There are two groups of two different people. But they're all from the wedding, from the wedding that I attended last weekend. I want to first give you
or little... as we used to say back in the days of Pound's
weeding.
Place, the weeding.
That's right, a weeding.
It's
that's
a
right.
Weeding.
I was at a weeding.
We're at a
I
weeding.
Forgot that we used to say that. See, that came that sprang out of a typo as well. Somebody had typed weeding instead of wedding.
So see, we make typos as well.
Exactly, and they turn into lifelong jokes. So at the weeding, so I want to give a you rule to my cousin Donovan and his lovely bride Tegan, who were married. And you guys rule, and thank you for bringing us all together. It was a lot of fun.
Oh.
And then my second set of you rules is for the new friends I made at the wedding. I was standing in line right after the ceremony. I was standing in line for free champagne. Oh, no host bar. You gotta love that. For free champagne. And there were two young ladies in front of my sister and myself who were in line. And their names were Eileen and Paula. And we met them. We said, hi, you know, great wedding, you know, blah, blah, blah. How do you guys know them? Et cetera. They were neighbors of Donovan's growing up, so they've known him his whole life. And then we go in to sit down for dinner, and Paula and Eileen are at our table, and so is their friend Dakota. So we just all got drunk together, and we danced, and we had the best time. And I saw him the next morning when I stopped. This was kind of cool. One of the things that Donovan and Tegan did was they sent us like a little itinerary, you know, the night before the wedding, Friday night, they're like, we're going to be drinking at this bar, so you can come by and drink with us. And then, you know, then there's the wedding day. And then, you know, the night after the wedding, we're going to be here. And then, you know, the morning after the wedding, we'll be at this coffee shop, and you can come and say, you know, hello to us on your way out of town or whatever.
Wow.
You know, I stopped by the coffee shop on my way out of town to get myself a vanilla latte and say goodbye to Donovan and Tegan. And Paula and Eileen and Dakota were there, so I got to say hi to them in the cold light of day.
As the bluegrass songs say.
And, you know, got to make sure everybody got home safely and stuff. But it was lovely. It was just a really nice time. The wedding was at Lake Chelan. In central Washington. I'd never been there before. Beautiful little town, a little resort town on the lake. Lovely. It's not quite peak season there yet, so it's a little sleepy. But also there were like five weddings that weekend. So we saw so many brides when we were out Friday night drinking. Every time a bride and her party walked by, we're all just like, woo, you're amazing. It was great. All right, Niblet, who is your you rule?
Well, I have a you rule, and it's kind of really embarrassing for me to say, but I am who I am, and so this is who it is. And my you rule is for our little town's police department.
Oh, okay.
And the reason for that is because, you know, I'm having such a hard time physically.
Yes.
And so many times I come home and I can't get into my house because my leg won't take me up that last step into my house.
Still having trouble with that, huh?
And let me tell you, people, a ramp is in my future. I have one picked out.
Oh, good.
And I can afford it. Yeah. I just have to order it and find people to install
it. Brian will install it for you.
Well, it's
or get
a big,
Taylor over there to do it, by God.
Job, you know. Or, you know, right. There are churchmen who people say come out.
Hire
and do
it
that
out.
Kind
You'll be all
stuff.
Right. But, yeah. Doug will fly out there and do it for you.
Oh, I know he would.
You know he will. If he's listening right now, he's making plane reservations.
But so many times, our town's police department, who have much better things to do, come and they come to my house and they get me in and, you know, get me where I need to be. And I say, thank you. You guys are so nice. You know what? And so, yesterday.
You're getting to know them now, huh?
Right. Only yesterday, I went out to go to PT and I was sitting in my car with the car door open, getting ready to load my rolling cart into my house, and a police car came and parked beside my house, and a girl came out, and she walked over to me, and she said, "Do you need help?" And I said, "Well, no, I'm going out to PT. Thank you so, so very much, but I'm going out to PT, and that's why my car door." She said, "Well, I saw your car door open, and I thought maybe you needed help." Yeah. And I said, "Well, I don't, but
I will later.
but I'm sure I will later, maybe around 6 p.m. You know, tell your friends, you know, to
get
look
them ready
for me." And she said, "Well, I'll be on duty then." And I said, "Well, check it at 6 p.m. And so I went to PT, and oh my God, when I came out, I was just a wreck because legs were jelly. And I sat in my car for a while. I opened the door just in case. I just opened the door and I sat there. And in almost no time, a police car came in, parked beside my driveway, and it was her. And she said, "Come on, I'm going to get you in your house." And she did. And it wasn't pretty because I was so weak. And she said, she just kept saying, the whole time I kept saying, don't let go of me, I'll fall. And she said, "I'm not letting go of you. Come on, we'll go. Where do you want to go? Do you want to go into your kitchen?" I said, "No, if you could just get me to my desk, I'll be okay." She got me to my desk. She left. And, you know, our little town, you know, you think they got nothing to do but spy on speeders.
I mean,
you know,
truthfully, they don't. You know, it's not a high crime area.
Well, it's not. But, you know, there is some crime that goes on.
Yeah.
And they have to worry about, you know, drug dealers and, you know, other things. But they're just here for the people in this town.
Yeah.
And I
totally
appreciate them.
Very nice. Very nice. You rule, officer. What's her name?
I think. Oh, I didn't get her name.
Oh,
I
Niblet.
Thought I knew.
That's okay. You rule, officer, whatever your name is.
Yes. And our whole town's police.
Yeah,
department.
And all
they're,
of the, all,
they're,
yes.
They're just so nice.
Bluefield VA PD.
Yes.
Nice. Well, they rule. I'm so glad so many people are looking out for you, Niblet. It makes me happy.
Yes.
Because I'm sad I can't be there to help myself.
Well, and I don't want people to be
I know.
You know.
And hopefully it won't be for too much longer that you need it. But right now you do need it a little bit. So I'm glad there is somebody. You know, we don't want Pat to have to move in with you or anything like that, right?
Right.
You don't want that. Pat doesn't want it. Brian doesn't want it.
Right.
Nobody's going to want that. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm very glad. That's what they're there for. I'm glad they're helping you out. That's nice. Okay, gang, we have reached the end of this Hucklebug. I think we did quite well this week. I think we did very well with our time and so forth. Thank you all for tuning in. Go see Project Hail Mary. Go see it in the theater if you still can. If not, watch it at home on Amazon or on Apple. Also, The Four Seasons, Season 2 on Netflix. Season 1, if you haven't seen that. But then Season 2, because they're both amazing. We've got a lot of good recommendation for shut-ins. We have plenty of things for people at home to do. Tune in. We will be back next week. That's the key thing. We're going to be back next week. We're going to do two whole episodes in a row. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
We love you.
Mwah. Mwah. Mwah.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
Just don't apologize.
Mm-mm. I learned my lesson. Fuck it. Fuck you. I'm going to have coffee.
That's right.